Hello and welcome to the Lion's Den, where this is where we talk about doing church planning and campus ministry in the heart of the city. I am your host, Shadrick Bell, and I am excited for you to be here. So let's get started and welcome to the Lion's Den. Well, this is our inaugural launch of what we hope to be many podcasts in the future here at the Lion's Den. So starting off, I thought it would only be fair to one, give you a little background of who I am. Number two, give reasoning to why I am doing the podcast. And finally, we'll close today's podcast with how I came up with the name, The Lion's Den. So number one, a little bit about me. Again, my name is Shadrick Bell. I'm originally from Houston, Texas, and I am married to my amazing wife, Caress, and we've been married for almost 2 years now. Currently, I work for a global organization called Every Nation Ministries, where we exist to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministry in every nation. My official job title within Every Nation is serving as a campus missionary, where I oversee staff and campus ministry chapters at three universities in Austin, Texas, where my wife and I currently live. We have campus ministry chapters at the University of Texas, one known by many people for its extremely large student population of almost 50,000 students. The second university is St. Edward's University. It's comprised of about 4,500 students, and many of those students are from different countries and nations all around the world. And the third university that we're at is Houston-Tillotson University, a historically black college and university, and actually the first university of higher education in the Austin area, even before the University of Texas. I've been a campus missionary for almost 9 years now, and I originally started doing campus ministry at Texas State University in San Marcos, Texas. That's actually where I went to school and received my undergraduate degree. I also played college football at Texas State University. I then went on to get my master's. I did an internship with Nike, where I was training professional athletes. And it was at that time that God really began to work on my heart and called me into full-time ministry, specifically campus ministry. Now, after being in grad school, I also served as an associate pastor to then at the time a church plant in San Marcos, Texas. And I got a chance to be there from its inception and see what it means to really plant a church. Now, years later, I am preparing at this moment to take the next step of faith to become a church planter to downtown Austin, something I thought that I would never do and something that I will talk to you more about in our next podcast. Also, I like long romantic walks to the fridge, and I enjoy eating chicken wings with my boys. So pretty much that sums me up. So number two, why do this podcast? Well, it all started when a friend and mentor of mine named Alvin Brown came to me and said, "Hey, Shad, you should start a podcast." And to that, I responded sarcastically, "Why would I do that?" And to that, he responded, "Well, why wouldn't you?" And it was in that moment that I didn't actually respond, but I began to ponder, okay, why should I do a podcast? Well, the first reason why, other than Alvin telling me, was my wife told me that I should do one. And I believe that it's smart, not just of any church planner, but of any husband to listen to their wives. Number two, one of our leaders within our church planning organization said I had a radio voice. Now, I didn't know exactly what that meant, but I said, okay, I'll give it a try. But it was something I was very fearful about because I've always stuttered and I've always had issues or being insecure about being a public speaker. But then I asked myself the question, why do I listen to other pastors and other church planners about church planning? And to be simple, I literally said, I listen to other church planners and other pastors because I want to gain knowledge and wisdom from someone else of where I want to be one day. And that's actually pastoring and leading a church, and specifically doing that within the context of a church plan. But there were two problems that I believed that I had to overcome personally, and they were, there weren't many podcasts on church planning in downtown areas. And two, there definitely were not a lot of church planning podcasts within downtown contexts where they began to talk about its infancy stage. Like, where do you actually start when it comes to doing a church plant in the downtown area? But like in a church plant, what it looks like is there's a problem within the city, and God is actually calling the church planter or the church to meet the need of that problem. So the solution was this for me. I need to start doing a podcast about church planting in the context of being within a downtown part of a city. Simple, right? Just do a podcast and plant a church. Well, you know what? That may sound simple, but it's definitely not easy. See, if you're like me, I am a dreamer, and dreamers really love thinking about the final destination. And when we think about the final destination of what could be, it becomes very daunting of if it can even be accomplished. So I know for me, I have the fear of the unknown, the fear of failing, and that can actually stifle me from starting to do something. Though at the same time, it is that same fear that motivates me to actually want to create a solution to a problem that I see that's there. Also, the fear of failure for me is so real because of the fact that we live in a society that is about the results, right? It's about the end product. People lust over the final product, but they never really are engaged with the journey. So to get over my fear, and I began to tell myself, well, what if the worst was to happen? What if this was to never work out? Well, that's really not the point, as much as it's about documenting the journey of a church planter in a downtown context. What would it look like to plant a church downtown? What would it look like to establish campus ministries downtown that are a part of that church plant? See, over the years leading up to this moment, I have been to so many conferences that help prepare people for church planting. But many a times I left those conferences thinking, well, where do I begin to even start having a church? Where do I start starting a church within a downtown context? What does that even mean to be successful? What does success look like by planting a church in a downtown area? So I basically decided that I was going to do this podcast because I want to help future church planters see that they can make a difference before the resources even come in, because the greatest resource that we have is our heart and dependency on God to reach a people in downtown. And more importantly, I want to begin to document my journey of that so that other people can be encouraged. And last but not least, why the name The Lion's Den? Well, let me just start off by actually reading the actual definition of a lion's den. It's a place or state of extreme disadvantage, antagonism, or hostility. See, when you think about a lion's den, you think about the cage that's on the outside, the lions that are on the inside. And if you go into that particular domain, you are immediately at a disadvantage. You are immediately placing yourself into hostility. And many times that is what it looks like to be in a downtown area. And more importantly, trying to start a church in a downtown area. And I'm going to have a podcast in a few months that are going to talk about why we should plant churches downtown. And it's for this very reason. It's hostile. You're at a disadvantage, right? There's so many different things that I'm going to talk about. And when we look in the Bible, right, in Daniel chapter 6, I won't go all into it. We know the story about Daniel in the lion's den. And King Darius declared this. He says, after he throws Daniel into the lion's den, he says, may your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you. And this is what this encouragement is going to be about. If you are going to want to plant a church downtown, you know that you are getting yourself thrown into the lion's den, and you need God to show up to make this successful. So my hope is that this podcast would encourage you to throw yourself into the lion's den. throw yourself within that downtown context and say, you know what? I am going to reach the lost. I am going to plant this church because I know that it is up for our God to deliver us. And that is what he does time and time again. So may we be encouraged as we are on this journey in the lion's den and planting churches and campus ministries within the downtown city. So that is all that I have for us today. If you like what you've heard so far, please subscribe to our podcast and share this with your friends. Until next time, I'll leave you with the words of Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done. Remember, the city needs what you have to offer. Go see the impossible become possible as you minister in the lion's den. You